Pete Townshend always preferred telling complete stories rather than just writing quick pop songs. And on this date, May 23rd, 1969, he told an epic story, a rock opera, when The Who released Tommy. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Tommy, can you hear me? As the 60s gave way to the concept album where songs were linked by an overarching subject, and the album was becoming more important to audiences and the artists than the single was. So Pete Townshend really wanted to capitalize on this new art form. His initial idea was the story about a group of four mods called the Quads, represented by the four members of The Who. He would ultimately revisit that idea with Quadrophenia in 1973. He also began to explore a newfound spirituality and thought that The Who's fans were looking for answers just like he was. So the pieces for Tommy began to come together from his personal life, and it all went into the work of a boy who witnesses a tragic death as a child, goes catatonic and becomes deaf, dumb, and blind before he's ultimately cured and becomes a celebrity. When he played the rough edit of the album for an unimpressed music critic, he quickly wrote Pinball Wizard, as the critic was a pinball fan, and the album was complete.
We'd had such a fabulous couple of years. With Tommy, what actually happened was is that we did Tommy. We had our fingers crossed. We put it out, and at first it looked like it was going to flop, and then it took off. And then we had the good luck, and I tried not to do this show, by the way, to get onto the Woodstock Festival, which launched Vaunted Us, gave another, so the album had already been in the charts and dropped out. We did Woodstock, it went back in again, and then a year later the film came out and it went in the charts again.
Critics praised it as a breakthrough in rock and roll. The album sold more than 20 million copies, and the band would perform most of the album in its entirety on several tours. The album would become a movie in 1975, starring The Who, along with Tina Turner, Eric Clapton, and Elton John. And in 1993, it was a Broadway musical. But it all began on this date, May 23rd, 1969, when The Who released the first rock opera, Tommy. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Listening to you.